What's going on, guys? Welcome to Weighing In with Worm. I'm your host, Worm Buffelli. We are here at the Wormhole. It is freezing outside. This weather sucks. But one thing that doesn't, the wrestling that happened this past week. So we're going to listen to some quick sponsors here, and then we're going to talk some wrestling. So before we get this podcast rolling, I want to ask you guys a question. Are you guys looking to upgrade your mower? Are you needing a new snowblower for the upcoming wrestling season? If you are, go no further than Raider Outdoor Power, located at 2580 Rockdale Road in Key West. The good folks at Raiders will make sure you are set up for the season to have your lawn looking like a pro-level golf course or get that snow off your driveway so you can get to where you're going in a hurry. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the podcast, Raider Outdoor Power. Guys, go to Moskies. Just do yourself a favor and go to Moskies. Moskies Barbecue, located in Cascade, has some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Located right off the 136 exit in Cascade, Bryce and Shauna do nothing but great work. You've seen their food truck in Dubuque. You've seen their catering at weddings. Now go to the brick and mortar and enjoy some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Great people, great wrestling family. They love wrestling as much as you guys listening. So do yourself a favor, stop down Moskies, get some barbecue today. One of my new sponsors, Eric Doughty Concrete. For those who know Eric Doughty, a former Hempstead wrestling great, state medalist, has a concrete company here in Dubuque, and he would love to give you guys a quote today. Give him a call at 563-543-594, and he will set you up right. Eric Doughty Concrete. Are you looking to restore rusty old metal parts to like-new conditions or protect brand-new components with durable, attractive, long-lasting finishes? Lane's Custom Steel, located in Benton, Wisconsin, can help with the metal finishings and metal coatings, offering a full range of custom metal restoration using powder coating for individuals and businesses. Contact Shaden at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com. That's Lanes, L-A-N-E-Z, customsteel@gmail.com. Let's get this podcast rolling. All right, welcome back. Thank you to our sponsors. If you get a chance to follow or like all their social media or support their businesses anyway, please do. It's greatly appreciated. So, you know, this week, this massive two-day snowstorm really sucked, didn't it? We got about 23 inches of snow this week. Obviously, you guys know that. It's freezing outside. So, kind of ruined, put a damper on a few things, but hey, I don't think it really stopped us. Thursday night, I was commentating the Laura Central duel. That was a lot of fun, pretty exciting. Central came in ranked 11th with an 8-1 record. Loris was 5-5. It started out kind of slow, 25-33-41 for Loris. Gave up three losses, but then I'm dabbing at Loris's death row lineup from 49 of Eric Kincaid, 57 Gabe Pfizer, 64 Dustin Bourne, and 74 Zeb Godina. They went out, got bonus points, set the table up for heavyweight Sage Walker to seal the win. Duhawks walked away 22-17 over number 11 ranked Central Dutch. It was pretty low crowd. Like I said, there was a lot of wrestling going on this weekend. We moved the time up to 5:30 because Central, it's like a 2.5-3 hour drive. They wanted to get back before, you know, it started getting real bad out. And I think it didn't get bad out until like 11, 12 o'clock. But hey, safety first, you know, this time of year. Cascade wrestled Anamosa and Maquoketa. Mid Prairie did pull out due to the weather, so it just ended up being a tri duel. They ended up losing to Anamosa 57-22. Guys, I'm going to let you guys in on something right now. Anamosa is a sleeper team right now. They got some dogs, the Scranton boys. They have a sound lineup, and they're really making some noise this year. You know, that's something that hasn't happened in probably, you know, about probably 15, 20 years where Anamosa has been, you know, a solid dual team lineup. I think right now they got something cooking down there. So, you know, if you see them at a tournament coming up, they're not a slouch team anymore. They got a super awesome kids program, it looks like. You know, so they're gaining numbers and they're picking up speed. And then, you know, then Cascade ended up losing a real close 139-36 to Maquoketa. A couple guys out of Cascade's lineup might have changed that. But, hey, you know, that's why you wrestle when you do. Bellevue wrestled River Valley Conference Quad with Monticello, Tipton, and Wilton. It was a rough night for the Comets. They lost to Monticello 51-19.
49-27 to Tipton, and then they lost 70-9 to the number two ranked Wilton. You know, Wilton, again, Cascades wrestled them a bunch of times, Bellevue's wrestled them a bunch of times. They are a 1A powerhouse. You know, so it can be a long night for some teams if, you know, you catch them down the stretch. But Jake Hyland, he went 3-0 with three pins on that night. So, you know, hats off to him. Went out. He is picking up a lot of speed, too, a lot of steam. You know, I think he might be one of those guys that could really see himself, you know, making some noise down in Des Moines here in a couple weeks. Thursday night, though, I mean, the real big one that I talked about last week, there was two of them, you know, especially for the city of Dubuque. Waller hosted Senior Rams, and Waller came out, they won 51-24, but I talked to Coach Allen about it, and he explained that, you know, Senior kind of came out, and they brought a fight to Waller. You know, they jumped out early with some matches that kind of took the lead, and then all of a sudden, like, Waller's, you know, their key core guys came out and started getting bonus points. So, love to see it, man. You know, you love to see Senior rise to the occasion, want to go out there and get in a fist fight, if you will, with Waller. And, you know, even though it came up short, hey, man, you got to love the fight. You absolutely got to love the fight. But with pins coming from Michael Borman, Isaac French, Luke Healy, Merrick Waller, Colin Young, and Kenny Petreras, you know, those bonus points were needed for Waller to pull away for that inner city win, you know. So I think, like I said, Waller's got a team this year that, you know, they can compete in that middle tier of the conference. Senior's still trying to find their footing, but if they fight the way that they do against Waller this past week, I think a lot of good things are happening for them. But, you know, then, you know, there was a county clash, you know, and with the storm approaching, about, I believe it was like around 2 or 3 o'clock that day, they announced, like, hey, you know, the plan was supposed to be, you know, girls first, JV, varsity. But then they decided, hey, put the varsity boys match and the varsity girls match going at the same time, two mats. Get this thing going, get people home safe before that storm Friday kicked in. So, but from everything I hear, again, I wasn't there, but everything I heard, the crowd was electric. Both teams went to work. Hempstead ended up pulling away, though, with a 42-24 duel. Hempstead did a great job moving their lineup around to get them their better team for matchups. You know, there was, you know, a couple times it didn't really work in their favor, but at the same time, they got pins from Mitchell Pins. Yeah, Mitchell Pins, one of the coolest names in wrestling, you know, and his brother Joey Pins at Wartburg. You know, if you have the last name Pins in wrestling, it's pretty awesome. It's right up there with my buddy Matt Burns, who is a really good wrestler from Urbandale. So, you know, keep cool names in wrestling rule. Anyways, so yeah, we also got pins from Dawson Fish, Camden Smith, Tate Woodruff, and Zach Conlin. You know, they all got six for the Stangs, and, you know, that was all she wrote for them, really. But in a battle of ranked showdowns, Kel McKenna moved to 2-0 on the year against Elijah Hyatt. You know, 2-0, that's a nice lead, but at the same time, though, you got to at least think that they got at least minimum two more meetings, possibly three of the regional duels if the regional pairs out that way. So I think this rivalry this year is far from over. You know, both matches have been super close. You know, I think both guys are scrappers. You know, they're both really passionate about the sport of wrestling. So I think both those guys are going to, you know, they're going to be fighting for a shot down in Des Moines here in a couple weeks. So that being said, Hempstead is your 2024 County Clash champions. The Traveling Cup will go home with them for a year. You know, there's always next year. Love to see that competition going. And, you know, it's just like, you know, Independence in West Delaware. They have a traveling trophy. I'm glad to see West Dubuque and Hempstead do one as well. So we're going to grab a quick break here, and then we'll be right back. Want to take a quick break here to mention our great sponsors at Raider Outdoor Power. Stop out at 2580 Rockdale Road, and one of their great sales staff will have you set up for the best equipment and top-of-the-line service you can expect from a company who has helped the Dubuque County area since 1957. Guys, go to Moskies. Just do yourself a favor and go to Moskies. Moskies Barbecue, located in Cascade, has some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. located right off the 136 exit in Cascade. Bryce and Shauna do nothing but great work. You've seen their food truck in Dubuque. You've seen their catering at weddings. Now go to the brick and mortar and enjoy some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Great people, great wrestling family. They love wrestling as much as you guys listening. So do yourself a favor, stop down Moskies, get some barbecue today. At Lane's Custom Steel, they have been offering custom powder coating solutions to businesses and individuals since 2019. Their skilled team of professionals are dedicated to providing you with high-quality finishes that will last many years. Email Shaden at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com. And we're back. And, you know, we were talking, you know, about all the competitions from Thursday. Saturday, I was just as pumped. I was super excited, you know, on, I think, Monday or Tuesday when I recorded, you know, thinking there was going to be the Cascade invite with Waller, Bellevue, Senior, Cascade, West Dubuque. And then Hempstead was going on to the Bettendorf tournament. Thought I was going to have some awesome stuff to cover. I was planning on going out to the tournament on Saturday. But obviously with a blizzard going on, that didn't happen. But Hempstead went, they went proactive, and they went and found themselves a tournament on Monday, since Monday was Martin Luther King Day. The schools were out, so Jefferson has been known to do this. If, you know, their tournament cancels on the Saturday for Martin Luther King Day, they'll wrestle that tournament on MLK. And Hempstead, they went, they joined the party, and they actually came home with the first place trophy. I believe, looking at track, at first it was going to be like an 18 team tournament, but then obviously with weather and travel and all that stuff, they said, you know, there was 8 teams that showed up. It was a good tournament for Hempstead to get some matches in, and like I said, they came home with a first place trophy. But this week in wrestling world of Worm, we are getting closer and closer, guys, to the postseason. This is that weekend that some teams take off, some teams keep plowing through. But, you know, Thursday, we got West Dubuque is on the road against Waterloo West. Hempstead hosts number 18 City West Thursday night. Bellevue hosts Beckman, Anamosa, and Central Decatur. Cascade hosts Monticello, Northeast Goose Lake, and West Branch. Senior hosts Iowa City Liberty, and Waller's off this weekend. Big thing, though, in the ranking alerts. Hempstead is currently ranked 7th in the dual team rankings, Class 3A. This next week is going to be real crucial because rankings come out, this next set of rankings that come out, that's going to be used to start pairing the regional duels. And for those that don't know how regional duels work, is each class, 1A, 2A, 3A, you know, your coaching peers vote on who has the best dual teams. They look at records, they do the research, and they go in and they vote, you know, and the top 8 teams that are ranked, they actually host a site for regionals. And then after that, it gets shuffled down the line from 9 to 24, and the top, and then 2 teams go to each regional host. So there's 3 teams at each regional host. So then those 2 teams that are not ranked in the top 8, they wrestle first, and then the winner gets the host site team, and then the winner goes on to the state duels to bring the top 8 teams down to the state duels. So that is actually really crucial for them this next week, and we'll talk a little bit more about that going forward. But also, another ranked team that kind of popped out left field, Waller's girls wrestling team, is now ranked 10th in the state as a dual team, or as a tournament team. That goes off the back of, you know, the freshman seasons of Bella Miller and Eve Skoraki. But also, you know, they got Ava McDermott and, you know, just a core group of girls that have been in the program now for 4 years, like 4 solid years of wrestling, you know, and so that's starting to pay off really well for them. Going into Saturday, West Dubuque will be competing down the Williamsburg Raider invite. Crestwood is down there, Fairfield, Grinnell, Mount Pleasant, Pella, West Dubuque, and Williamsburg. This tournament looks pretty good. It seems like, you know, just looking at the teams, it seems like it's a nice tournament to have right before MVCs. You know, it's not a seriously big dogfight. It's just one of those tournaments you can go down, get some good matches in, see some good competition, move forward, get ready for MVCs here in the coming weeks. Hempstead is going down to the newly renamed Clyde Bean dash Brad Smith duels. Clyde Bean was a famous coach at City High along with Brad Smith, multiple time state champion coach, coached I think four different four-time state champs. It's really impressive. Brad Smith's career, great guy. I have a lot of respect for Coach Smith. But that dual tournament's down at City High. And this tournament is a solid tournament for Hempstead. You have Cedar Rapids Kennedy, who they've had close duels with. You have number 13 Clear Creek of Mana, 16 City High, Mediapolis, number 2 in Class 2A Mount Vernon, Muscatine, Oskaloosa, Ottumwa, number 9 Cedar Rapids Prairie, and then Cedar Rapids Xavier. So that kind of makes you wonder, you know, looking at this number, you know, it kind of makes me wonder, is this probably the most crucial tournament for Hempstead this season? I mean, yeah, I understand the Keith Young was big, the Fort Madison tournaments were tough, Bettendorf obviously was going to be a big tournament, but if you think about it, for how close they are with dual rankings, and then also with how close we are to regional pairings, you have to show up and have a solid day, I think. You need to go in and beat the teams you're supposed to beat. You can't afford upsets this week because, an L, especially if they're sitting at that number seven ranking, they take an L to, a Prairie, that could flip-flop them around real quick, and all of a sudden now they're not at a host site anymore. I do believe they understand that, too. I'm sure Brett Haas, Brandon Haas, Jordan Lloyd, that coaching staff, they're not blind to it. Like, they understand, what's in front of them this weekend. This is a good tournament for them. I would assume they're going to go in with every duel and understand, what the best matchups are. And, that's one thing that, they talked about in the previous podcast that they were on, is they have a core group of guys that are not afraid to wrestle up a weight. They're not afraid to go, take one for the team and bump up a weight and compete at that level. So I think this is going to be a good tournament for them. I think they'll finish, in that final bracket, and hopefully big things happen for them, especially going into next week and how crucial that is. Senior and Bellevue are both heading down to Wyoming for the John Byers Midland tournament. There's 18 teams competing. And for Bellevue, there's 4 district opponents. Not to mention Jack Hyland will most likely get a rematch with his rival Jackson Van Kuren from Maquoketa. Van Kuren has 2 or 3 wins on Jack right now. Again, that's just one of those matches, I think, if you're Jack Hyland, you need to get over that hump. Get that win back and get some steam rolling on that going into the RBC tournament here coming up. And this is a tough tournament, a tough 1A tournament. Teams like Lisbon, traditionally tough teams like Lisbon, Northland, Bellevue, just MFL Marmac, Sumner, Fredericksburg, East Buchanan, they all show up to this tournament. Like I said, there's 18 teams. And for a Class 1A tournament with some high-level teams, that's a big deal, I think. So for Bellevue to go down there and get some good matches in, not to mention for how close they're getting to the district tournament, that's huge. Get those head-to-heads taken care of. But on seniors' aspect, this is one of those tournaments, I think, too, you come down and, you scrap it out and you put yourself through a day of hard wrestling. This is a great tournament. I personally think, for Bellevue, a guy like Jack Hyland to come and get wins win the tournament out of there, get them feeling real good, knowing that they're beating some, real staunch 1A opponents, helps their seed, come to the state tournament. And then for senior, a kid like Loman Duffy, who we've seen him wrestle, he's tough, he's talented, hasn't had, that grind yet of a full big tournament this year. And I think that, you put him in that scenario, I think you could see some big things come out of him. That is a, like I said, it's a good tournament for him just to really, dig his nails into and, win that tournament, I think, as well. So we'll be talking about that here coming up. Cascade is at the Denny Christian Invite at Anamosa. I do apologize. I just said that Sumner, Starmont, and East Buck were at Midland. That's on me. My bad. They're going to be at Anamosa as well. But for Cascade, that's huge. Again, Sumner, Starmont, East Buck, they're all district opponents. So we're getting closer to districts. You're getting those head-to-heads now rather than earlier in the year. And then all of a sudden now you have that most recent head-to-head, which helps your seeded districts. Waller is off this week. It sounds like, you know, they just are going to rest the horses this week. You know, get some good practices in, feel good, get ready for MVCs here coming up. So other than that, we're going to take a quick commercial break here. And then we get back to Coach Worm's Corner. One of my new sponsors, Eric Doughty Concrete. For those who know Eric Doughty, a former Hempstead wrestling great, state medalist, has a concrete company here in Dubuque, and he would love to give you guys a quote today. Give him a call at 563-543-594, and he will set you up right. Eric Doughty Concrete. All right, we're back this week at Coach Worm's Corner. You know, starting to think, you know, I was like, what could I do this week, you know? We've talked about warm-ups, we've talked about dieting, we've talked about Christmas break-type goals and goals in general. And I was trying to figure out what would be a good topic this week. And then it occurred to me, you know, it's like we're probably 24 days out of the district tournament, you know. It's pretty wild to think about, like 24 days from now. So just about shy of 3 weeks, districts are going around, and then state, and then season's over, right? So that's crazy to think about. But I started thinking about it more and more, and I'm like, well, at this point in the game, as a wrestler, you need to ask yourself, do your actions match your vision? And what I'm getting at is simple. At the beginning of the year, you probably wrote down your goals. You know, at the beginning of the season, a lot of coaches pass out the goal sheet. You fill out your goal sheet. Some kids, you know, are writing goals themselves down, you know, putting places in their house to look at every day. And that, I always think, like, you know, they write that down. Obviously, like, the coach is like, but sometimes it worries me is, like, you know, you fill out those goal sheets. They get thrown in a vanilla envelope or folder, and they get shucked away into a file cabinet, you know, and never get brought back out again. You know, there's obviously be something that's be said every day, but a lot of them, I bet, that wrote down those goals all had, you know, they all were kind of similar to the same thing: either a state champion, a state placer, a state qualifier. It's a great goal. It's an awesome goal. Obviously, like I've said at the beginning, that is, you know, obviously it's the pinnacle of our sport, is to win a state title, be a state medalist, or be a state qualifier. You know, if that was your goals, and those are great goals to have. But you know, the old saying goes that a goal without a plan is just kind of a wish. You know, it's not, you know, if you have a goal and you don't have a plan to get there, you're really just kind of just wishing that you can get there, and that's not going to get you far. You know, if you're not doing these things, you know, you're helping to get where you need to be, you're probably not going to get there. And that's where you got to ask yourself, are your actions matching your vision? And you have to be honest with yourself. Like, you know, like I talked about it in past podcasts where I was delusional in high school about my vision and how, oh, because I would go run once or twice a week by myself in the mornings, you know, I was doing more. Or I went and drilled in the wrestling room by myself. Like, I went and did shadow wrestling one day, a week, you know, and that's supposed to make me a state qualifier. You know, delusion made me think that I was doing the right things to go to the state tournament, and I wasn't even close to it. I wish I would have went back and noticed the action, or if my action were matching my vision, because if I would honestly went back and looked back on, even I think at 18 years old, a senior in high school, if someone were to ask me, are your actions matching your vision? If they would have asked me that and in December of that year, who knows? Maybe all of a sudden, like, a light bulb goes off and I just go all in for the next 3-4 months and we see where that takes us. But again, here nor there. But that is something you have to ask yourself, you know. Are your actions matching your vision? You know, I'm repeating it over and over again. But, you know, ask yourself this. Are you choosing to stay up late so you can play video games instead of getting a good night's sleep? Or are you choosing to stop and grab fast food instead of sticking to a healthy diet? Like, I totally get, like, you know, Saturday night after a tournament, you know, you want to get something that's kind of bad for you. I'm cool with that. Like, you know, you deserve it. You've been working your butt off. You know, go do that. But, like, are you, like, stopping home after practice and sneaking, like, a cheeseburger or, you know, going to a basketball game and eating, like, crap, you know, just because you know that you can go put on 2 layers of sweats at practice the next day and cut it off? You know, that's not helping your goal. You're not putting good fuel in your system. This one I hope a lot of you guys aren't doing at all, you know, but are you choosing to go to the parties, you know, and, you know, are you drinking, are you smoking during season? You know, some kids, you know, I was around in high school and in college, you know, people would be like, oh, hey, you know, I'm just having 1 or 2 tonight. You know, I'm still in good shape training, you know, we're still wrestling, but, like, you know, I just need a break. And I always felt like that was kind of a cop-out. I mean, and I'm guilty of it too. Totally guilty of it too. I was 100% guilty of it in high school and in college, where I thought that, you know, hey, I didn't have to, or as long as I wasn't doing it every weekend and as long as I was doing it during, like, a break in college, then I was fine. But no, like, you know, that wasn't the goal of what you had. So obviously, like, I wasn't being real good with my goals there. You know, and just if you're even going to parties in general, like, you know, guys, it's November to February. Be a hermit for 3 or 4 months. I know it's kind of lame and it's not, you know, the cool thing to do, but I'm going to tell you something. You are not missing much from going to a party at your buddy's parents' garage right now, because there's going to be plenty of parties. I promise you, when you go to college and life in general, you're not going to think about, oh man, that high school party in that back garage, you know, that was a great time. It's not worth it right now. Not if your goals are to, you know, go to the state tournament, get a medal, or be a state champion. Right now, that shouldn't matter, okay? And I said all these things because, you know, if you really think about it, like, even if you're doing just one of those things, like that list of 4 or 5 things I just said, even if you're doing one of those things, you're not fully committed. Like, you're not fully committed to your goals. You know, it's like saying you have to, and, you know, it's like, okay, I'm the best in the room. I'm, you know, I have a good record right now. I'm ranked right now. Oh, so I can let myself go to a party. I can let myself go eat like crap for a night. Oh, I can go play video games till 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, and not give myself, you know, ample sleep, or even studying, even just like those type of things. You know, even if you're doing one of those things, that's not really, you know, obviously I'm repeating it again, it's not really helpful, you know. And, you know, and if you're doing all those things, or if you're doing all the right things and training and going all in, you know, that's kind of the cool thing. It's like, if you go all in, you don't party, you don't, you know, you eat right, you sleep right, you do all the right things, and you go and you get that medal, man, you know that you just worked your ass off for it. Or you made it to the state tournament, which could be all your ultimate goal. Like, some guys just have the goal of getting out of Des Moines. You get down in Des Moines, and that is, boom, we made it. It's got to be a pretty good feeling knowing that you did everything right. But I guarantee you, I promise you, that if you are doing things that aren't helpful to your goals, and you don't get that state title, or you don't get that right color medal that you wanted, or you don't make the state tournament at all, like, you, all you're left with is regret. You know, you're regretting like, oh man, should I have, I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. You know, and that can haunt some people. You know, some people it haunts longer than others. But people that are really passionate about the sport of wrestling, I know, like, they don't do the right things and it costs them, you know, it haunts them. And, you know, there's definitely, like, I know there's people out there that are still talking about it. Like, man, if I wouldn't have done this or I wouldn't have done that, you know, I'd been set. So right now, you know, like I said, we're 24 days out of the district tournament. And I think it's a perfect time to ask, again, are my actions aligning with my visions? If you think yes, then hey, good for you. Keep grinding. You're the man. You're the girl. You're going to go out. You're going to do great things, okay? But if they have not been aligned, say you are doing some of those things. Say you're doing one of those things. Say you're not giving yourself 100%. You have 24 days. You have 3 weeks to go all in. To train your butt off. To do the right things. And just see what happens. If you can go in 24 days and you can, you know, get 8 hours of sleep, you know, eat a clean diet, train hard every day, just see where it takes you. You know, it could take you to the state tournament. It might only win you an extra match. We don't know. But hey, that's the journey. That's the point of this whole thing. This is the whole point of your goals is, hey, chase them and do all the right things to get to those goals. Even if you come up short, you know you tried your hardest. So, with that being said, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Appreciate all you guys. Athletes, coaches, good luck this week. You know, the only thing that you guys can really control is your fight, your effort, and having fun. At the end of the day, that's all it's about, man. You go out there, control how hard you fight. You control the effort of how much you put in the mat. And you control how much fun you're having in this sport. Because, guys, at the end of the day, the sport's fun. You know, we wouldn't have podcasts about the sport of wrestling if it wasn't fun, you know, and that's the beauty of it, I guess. So, all right, with that, I'm Worm. I got my one. I'm out. Before we go, I just want to give one last shout out to Raider Outdoor Power, Mosky's Barbecue, Eric Doughty Concrete, Lane's Custom Steel, Gravel Grading and Excavating, Cascade Athletic Club, Big Game Wrestling Club, Dubuque Wrestling Club, Leonard Funeral Home, Kramer Pest Control, Jared Levy at Exit Realty, and Spine and Sport Chiropractic Center. I'm so thankful for you guys' sponsorships. I hope you guys go out and use their business, support their business any way you guys can. Give them follows on social media. Use their business. It's truly appreciated. Thanks again for listening. Follow us at Worms Weigh-In on Instagram. Or follow us at Dubuque Area Sports Podcast on Facebook.